Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Serene. In this podcast, you will find movie reviews and TV show reviews, the latest news about the film industry, monthly watch list, award show predictions and recaps, recaps on events like Netflix's To Doom. You will receive 2 episodes a week, Thursdays and Sundays. You can follow me on Instagram at Movie Reviews with Serene and Movie Reviews with Serene podcast. Come join the journey. Hello, hello, and welcome back to another episode of the podcast. I have finally finished 3 Body Problem. So this will be the part 2 review of 3 Body Problem. Then I also have watched Ghostbusters, Frozen Empire, and I wanted it to be good, but it wasn't. Anyways, we'll talk about it in this episode. Then I also watched Roadhouse with Conor McGregor, with UFC fighter Conor McGregor and Jake Gyllenhaal. We'll talk about that. Then also, we got a few great news this week in the film industry. And then I'll also talk about season 1 of The New Look, because, oh boy, was it a good season. It was like very heartbreaking and tough at times to watch, but it was a good season. I can't wait for the second season. And that will be the... Oh, also, I have to say that this week... Well, I will be a guest on the MCU Splitting Edge podcast on Wednesday. We'll talk about Shogun episode 8. Then, on Thursday's episode, we'll have a guest. We'll have an actress. We'll have an actress on the pod. That will be really interesting, because you'll see why. Then, on... So that will be on Thursday's episode. Then on the episode of Sunday, on Sundays, I'll do a replay review, because I'm currently watching it and I am on episode 3, and it has 8 episodes and it's going amazingly. I'm very intrigued in the story. And also, I love the fact it's like in Italian mostly. And as someone who knows Italian, it's very fun to watch the series. So, then you'll find out my review on that. And obviously, Fallout. We'll talk about Fallout. I'm very excited about Fallout. But we all know that this will be released on April 11th. Well, April 10th, 6 p.m. Pacific. And probably will be April 9th for me. We'll see. I'm very excited for Fallout, mostly because it's like made by those who did Westworld, and we all know how amazing Westworld was. So I love Westworld and I'm very intrigued in Fallout. So yeah, that's... And also, we'll have another, like I said, Sunday's guest will also be a guest, and he is a movie lover as much as I am. And we'll do we'll do the episode which I've been wanting to do for years now, and that's a completely pop culture episode. Pop culture kiki, some might say. And I'm very excited about that. But we'll have some movies
in TV shows sprinkled here because, you know, those are also pop culture, but mostly it would be pop culture. I don't want to say what because, you know, I would just take away the surprise, so we'll see. You guys will hear about it on Sunday. I'm so excited about that one because we'll be like, I'll be recording it on April 12th, and I'm very excited about that. Yeah, that's the agenda for the upcoming, well, for this week actually. I'm almost done with what we do in the shadows. I'm gonna let season 5 episode 3. And I love Nick Kroll in this series. I love Nendor and Lenzo and Nadja. And also like Sofia Coppola was a guest star on this one. It was really cool. And Elvis Presley was also there, but also like Jim Morrison was also here on that episode, on an episode in this season. It was really fun, a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun. I'm having a lot of fun. I tend to watch it around like 10, 11 p.m. and it's so funny and so entertaining, and I hope it will come back for a sixth season, because I had a lot of fun and I'm having a lot of fun, and like, ugh, I just love Lendor, the Relentless. If you don't know, it's like a series about a vampire household, and it's so entertaining. So many guest stars, and like the style, like the script is hilarious, and yeah, I just love it. And the fact that it's like set in Staten Island is even really cool. It's even cooler because I just love the Staten Island accent. Like very snackable, because this, like what we do in the shadows, only has like 10 episodes, and that's 30 minutes each episode runtime, and it's like so many things are just happening in 30 minutes, but I tend to cry because of laughing too much. And it's so entertaining, like the jokes, they just like, also this is written by Taika Waititi. And the jokes is like coming up, and the jabs of society is coming up, and it's like clearly queer, and I love it, and ugh, it's so good. Like, I don't know what I will be doing after this, after like I'm over watching it. I just have to like think about all the statements of Nendor and Guillermo, and also of like Laszlo. It's so funny. If you haven't watched it, it's like on Hulu and on Disney Plus if you're in Europe, and Hulu in Latin America and in the US, so it's worth watching it. When we talked about Three Body Problem, I was only 2 episodes in, and I finished it. And the boy was this roller coaster of emotions. Like, it was so thrilling, so entertaining, like, so intriguing. So, like, oh my god, like, what's going to happen next? But also, like, I cannot believe that these aliens did what I'm trying my best not to spoil it. Did what they did, and it's so, like, so philosophical, which I loved. And it just makes you question a lot of things about life and your being as a human being. And but also, like, I love the, like, action and the sci-fi aspect, and it's just like there's a lot happening. And I'm sure when I watch it, I took away something different than you will take away. But it's so good, and I cannot wait for the second and third season, because the books will be adapted. The second and the third book will be adapted. And oh my god, like, those an hour, like, it's like 8 hours in total, because it has 8 episodes. And those 8 hours were filled with, like, questioning, then crying for certain characters because they died, then also, like, being mesmerized by the set design, production design, by the scenery, and also, like, questioning whether it's like the game, or it's not the game, or just real life. It was so good, like, wow. It's a 10 out of 10, and oh my god. I cannot really, like, fathom what I saw, nor put it in words what I saw. It's so good. Like, if you haven't watched it, oh my god, you are missing out. It's really good. Like, if you're a fan of sci-fi, intrigues, horror, because I had a lot of horror elements, this will be perfect to feed your lust for horror or hunger for horror and sci-fi. Oh my god, like, it also, like, the ancient aspect, oh, really cool. Then, like, the mystery aspect, I don't have words for this series, but watch it. My favorite episodes have to be episode, I have to say, like, some of the, like, well, there was this one episode where I was like, okay, this was kind of mid in comparison to the previous one, and then the one after. That has to be, for me, episode 5. Because it was just slow, and nothing really happened. But I have to say, my favorite episode has to be episode 2, 6, 7, and 8. I also, like, there was, every single episode had a great cliffhanger, and episode 8 had also a cliffhanger, but I was really questioning whether there will be, like, a post-credit scene, mid-credit scene, or after-credit scene. None of that happened. But we got some hints that there will be a second season, which I'm very intrigued about. And obviously, because it's an adaptation of a book adaptation, certain things from the books couldn't be, like, realized in this series. I've never read the books. Nevertheless, it's still good. Like, as someone who has never read the books, I was very entertained and pleased with this series. And what I have to say, like, there were so many mentions of, like, trigger warning, suicide, and so this, I sure this will be very triggering for some people. So, and also, like, another thing is that you have to read a lot of subtitles, because it's mostly in Chinese and English and Chinese, but mostly in Chinese. Then I love Benedict Wong in this one. He was really good. But also, like, Elsa Gonzalez was also good. Basically, like, the whole cast was amazing. Yeah. I have to say, like, certain scenes remind me of, like, other movies, such as, like, Ready Player One a lot. Then, a few episodes of Black Mirror. Then, I don't know about a bit of X-Men. Oh no, excuse me, not X-Men. What's the movie I'm thinking about? Kingsman. But overall, I really enjoyed this series, and those 8 hours were so worth watching this one, this series, Three Body Problem. And also, like, I love that we, like, got, like, an explanation what's called Three Body Problem. And also, like, the, oh my god, that plot twist. Oh my god. I was, like, screaming at my TV because I was so shook and so, like, angry about what a certain person did. Yeah, I was, you can say I was very invested in this series. Talk about the Roadhouse and Frozen Empire and also The New Look. I want to say that I know that the past few weeks, I haven't really been consistent in releasing an episode of this podcast. But that has to do because of the weather. Because the weather is so nice and so pretty that me and my family, we tend to, like, drive outside of Vienna and spend the day, mostly weekends, there. And that correlates with the release date of the podcast. And for that, I'm sorry, but I love spring, and spring is my birthday season. So I'm trying my best on getting back to the grind of the podcast. So just bear with me. Also, let's do a new section. So Christian Bale will be playing Frankenstein's monster in The Bride. So Mr. and Mrs. Smith with Donald Glover, the series on Amazon Prime, will be submitted for Emmy consideration in the drama categories. Going to Variety. Then Invincible creator Robert Kirkman, he used, this is a spoiler for season 2, but like the finale for season 2, but he used Agent Spider instead of Spider-Man in the season 2 finale, and because of And like to that he said, and I quote, "Etymology, Amazon legal painstakingly was like, no, the costume can't be that color. We wanted to find an actor who had done Spider-Man before. Then Dungeon came in immediately and was like, Josh Keaton needs to do it. That said, he's not playing Spider-Man. That's Agent Spider." End of quote. The finale is in... I'm very confused because season one had 8 episodes and it was over around April 30th, so I guess in a couple of weeks. And also this season will also have 8 episodes. Anyways, so that is that. Then Adventure Time. Oh wow. Adventure Time premiered on April 5th, 14 years ago, and still going. Adam Sandler confirmed Happy Gilmore 2 is in the works for Netflix. He also said, or he revealed, that him and Tim Harley Harley will return to develop this script, according to Discussing Film on X. So, actress J. Smith Cameron joined season 3 of Hex, according to Variety. Toy Story 5 will release on June 19th, 2026, in theaters. Then Hiyozaki Sanada would love to star in a Star Wars project, according to Variety. And to Game Radar, Robert Kirkman said, and I quote, "I want every episode of season 3 to feel like a finale. It's an absolutely huge season with so many crazy things that you won't expect." End of quote. David Kavanswet said, and to Screen Time, that the vibes of the new Superman movie are based on For All Seasons and All Star. He, however, says James Gunn's new story is totally its own thing. End of quote. I have not seen For All Seasons, nor have I seen All Star, so I can't really imagine how, you know, what's that's going to be like, but I'm still excited. Also, over the weekend, WrestleMania was held, and The Rock and Cena, John Cena, met again and had a fight again, and it was really, really cool to see. Then, like, 12 years, you know, 12 years later. Robert Downey Jr. says he would happily return to Marvel because it's too integral a part of my DNA, or his DNA. And he also said, and I quote, that role chose me. And look, I always say, never ever bet against Kevin Feige. It is a losing bet. He is the house, he will always win. End of quote, and according to Screen Time on X. I would love to see Robert Downey Jr. like in a cameo. Would be fun. So, director Ryan Coogler is working on an untitled vampire movie, and the cast has been released, and those are the following: Michael B. Jordan, Jack O'Connell, James Lawson, Vunni Mosaku, Delroy Lindo. And the movie is set in the 1930s, and involves both vampires and Southern supernatural traditions. And Jordan will play twins in the film. So Michael B. Jordan will play twins in that untitled vampire movie. Jeremy Allen White has been officially cast as Bruce Springsteen in Scott Cooper's The Road to Nowhere. And the movie follows Bruce Springsteen's long effort to put together his seminal Nebraska album, according to Deadline. Then Francis Ford Coppola's Megapolis is said to be too experimental and not good enough for the $100 million marketing campaign envisioned by the director, according to Hollywood Reporter. I'm still very excited for that movie. Then Dune Part 2 will be released on digital platforms next week on April 16th. We got a first trailer for Maxime, you know, the A24 movie. Like the trilogy, like X and Pearl and Maxine. And oh my god, it looked so good. And Halsey was also, like, is also in it. And they look so good. And Ugh, I'm so excited for Maxine. And this will be released in October this year. I'm so excited. Like, it's very gory, very bloody, and Mia Goth looks very good in that trailer. Then I'm like, they are staying in Bates Motel, and that's really cool, you know, the series, and also like the what happened in Bates Motel. Then Nightcrawler is a thing in that movie, so I'm very excited how that will go. It's like a horror thriller slasher feast, and I am so here for every single minute of that movie. And I love the like the vintage look, because I love it in Pearl and I love it here as well, so I'm very excited about that one to be released in about 6 months. And I just love A24, so I'm very excited for Maxine. And also today, sometime today, we'll be getting the first trailer for Joker 2. So, director John Waters confirmed to Variety that Aubrey Plaza will star in his next movie titled Liar Mouth. However, the project does not have funding yet. And he said, and of course, I'm thrilled that she's going to star in it, but we don't have the money yet. I don't know what's going to happen. We'll see. He could raise a fundraiser and finance the movie that way. So, Star Wars Outlaws trailer will drop today. Sometimes today, and is it today the 9th, right? Is it today the 9th? No, yeah, 9th. It has dropped. I think that's the open source game of Star Wars. Then, Avatar The Last Airbender is officially coming to Fortnite. Also, the coolest thing about the Fallout series is that all episodes will be dropped on the same day, which is a rarity for Prime Video, on April 10th. Kevin Costner's Horizon and American Saga, that's a movie, will premiere out of competition at the 2024 Cannes International Film Festival. Daisy Ridley says she's ready to return as Rey in Star Wars, and I quote, said to Empire magazine, I feel more like I'm owning it. I am an adult now. Things have changed, and professionally, I have had lots of other experiences. I feel like it's a different thing this time, according to end of quote, and according to Empire magazine. Also, the Jeremy Allen White role in Scott Cooper's Deliver Me From Nowhere from 20th Century. I almost said 20th Century Fox, but it's 20th Century. We'll start filming this fall, according to that line. Melissa Barrera covers the latest issue of Film Número. John Cena says, and I'll quote, well, I don't quote, he said that to a video on the Pat McAfee show, that he hopes he can return to WWE to complete one final big run after his filming commitments for Peacemaker. Season 2. Peacemaker Season 2. And wait, I had to write that. Oopsie. Christopher Nolan's brother says Nolan was, and I quote, on the fence about directing the Dark Knight after Batman Begins. And I quote, I think he didn't want to become a superhero movie director. End of quote. And his brother said that to on a podcast titled Armchair Expod. And I mean, I'm glad that he directed the trilogy because it's one of my favorite movies of all time. And also it like really put him onto the radar of like of my movie, like of my Christopher Nolan movie loving path. Also, Melissa Barrero stars in Abigail. That's a horror movie. Oh, I'm so sorry. Maxine will be released on July 5th, 2024. I thought October, but it's like July. Pearl was also July, I think. Margot Robbie has started production on her movie titled A Big, Bold, Beautiful Journey, co-starring Colin Farrell. And speaking of Colin Farrell, he's starring in a series on Apple TV+, titled Sugar. I haven't watched it, but I've heard only good things about that series. There is a brand new Coca-Cola X Marvel ad. There's a brand new Coca-Cola X Marvel ad, and it's really cool. So, Alacua Cox, yeah, from Ok Echo, said to Screen Rant, and I quote, that she'd like to fight the Green Goblin in Echo Season 2. I want to see that. Okay, that's it for this segment. So let's talk about Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. Yeah, Frozen Empire. So I will start with this. I was very excited for this movie because I loved Afterlife. And after watching it, I have to say, I didn't like it. One, Paul Rudd's character didn't do much than in the previous one. Two, I want to say his name right. Flynn Wolfhard was hardly doing anything as well in this series because, like, his role was bigger in the last, like, in Afterlife than in this one. Then, also, the gag with the marshmallow, like the, I call them Michelin ghosties. That one was just like overused, even though I love the marshmallow / Michelin, you know, the mini figures. I love them. They're really cute. But it was like overused. Then also, it was basically like a copy and paste of the original franchise mixed with Afterlife. And then like the story wasn't really great. Then also the same monsters came back from like the original one and the Afterlife. Then also, the CGI, the water looked not good. Was really bad. Also, like, the antagonist wasn't fun. Like, he was, like, made. He was meh. Yeah, I'm very disappointed and I wanted to be good, but it wasn't good. So, even, like, the gags were, like, okay. I didn't really laugh much as I laughed in Afterlife. Yeah, I would give it a 6 out of 10. I'm very disappointed in this one. Because I wanted to be good, but it wasn't. Yeah, that was Ghostbusters Afterlife. Not Afterlife. Frozen Empire. Also, like, another thing is, like, the antagonist was, like, built up to be this, like, very dark and very, like, vicious creature or person. And then it wasn't the case. Towards the end of the movie, it wasn't the case. And I was like, huh, that was a waste of time. And the waste of my hype for this movie, yeah, it wasn't just good. What can I say? It could have been so much better, but it was just copy and paste from other movies, from Ghostbusters franchise, and ugh, no, wasn't my favorite movie to watch. Also, like, if you are sensitive to fresh images, don't watch this movie, because you will be very, very triggered by that, because it's a lot of, like, flashing imagery here, like, with the usage of the Ghostbusters, I call it, like, Ghostbusters, vacuum machine. From Ghostbusters, I want to talk about the movie I actually liked, and that was, I didn't know that it was a remake. I found it out doing my research that it was a remake, and that is the Roadhouse movie by Jake Gyllenhaal, starring Jake Gyllenhaal and UFC fighter Conor McGregor. That was the big intelligent part of this movie for me, because I love Conor McGregor. I always say it's Conor McGregor. Him. And love the action, love the rated R-ness of this movie. Then also, like, the, like, Jake Gyllenhaal and also, like, Conor McGregor was good in this movie. Then I love the action scenes, the fight scenes. Then I also like the love story aspect. It's, like, a good twist. Like, it's a good addition to the, like, action-filled scenes. Also, like, posty actor and musician. Post Malone was also in this one. I like this character. He was very short, but he was very short-lived. He's always very short-lived. He's always very short-lived in his movies. Like, he was in Guy Ritchie's Wraith of a Man. His role was also very short-lived. Jason Statham killed him in that movie. And in this one, he was also very, like, killed very, very fast. Then also, Lucas Cage was also in this one. Then Arturo Castro was also in this one. Yeah, I really like this movie. Like, it's like very like neon like old school movie, and the fact that Jake Gyllenhaal played an ex UFC fighter, and like he was then the bouncer at the Florida Keys Roadhouse. Then also, like, having an actual UFC fight, having like Conor McGregor in the mix, is also really cool to see. Like, you know, Conor McGregor, he's like fighting, you know, but Jake Gyllenhaal had some really cool moves in himself. And yeah, I really enjoyed this movie. It was like, if you like action, if you like MMA, watch this movie. Since I haven't watched the remake, I would say, like, I have heard that this adaptation is actually better than the remake, like the original one. So, I don't know. I can only say that I liked it because I only watched this one, but I enjoyed what I saw, and I loved every single minute, every single knock, every single, like, bone break, should I say? Every single kick, every single fist. It's a feast if you love MMA and action. So, watch this series. It's on Prime. Movie. It's on Prime Video. And I would give it a 10 out of 10 because I really enjoyed it. So, let's talk about season 1 of The New Look. First of all, I loved Thalos, you know, from Marvel, playing Christian Dior in this series. And in, like, it plays in the in World War II, or after World War II, doing something like that. And I didn't expect it to be this tough to watch at times, because because Christian Dior's sister had to go to a concentration camp, and those scenes were very, very tough to watch and heartbreaking to watch. And oh my god, I had like goosebumps, I was crying. It was very tough to watch, but I enjoyed the fashion aspect of the series, like Christian Dior creating dresses, Christian Dior having problems with, like, what to do with his collection, or, like, you know, to come up with ideas with designs. Then also, I also enjoyed Coco Chanel being in this one. I didn't know that she worked with the Nazis. I didn't know that. Now I know. Then also, like, the creation of Chanel number 5. And also, like, going on this journey with Christian Dior from then till now, and, you know, seeing his evolution, which I loved. Then also, like, having, like, Pierre Balmain in this one, then Lelon also. Like, if you love fashion, if you're a fashion person, you will enjoy this series. And if you enjoy history, like world history, you will enjoy this series for the Second World War aspect. So it's like, it's a perfect series, if you like, for those two aspects, and like for those two like topics being mixed together. Then also, like, Balenciaga also made a cameo in it, and I loved Glenn Close in this one. She played Harper's Bazaar's chief officer, and that was fun to watch. Yeah, I just love this series. Like, it's so good, but heartbreaking, but really fantastic. Like, how they shot, like, how Dior created a gown out of, what was it, out of a red fabric. It was really cool, like, how, like, all the creation aspect of a capsule collection by Dior was really nice to watch. And like Talos, he was amazing. John Malkovich as Laurent was also amazing. I didn't know Laurent was at first working above Dior. I didn't know that. I learned so much about fashion and like fabrics and patterns in this series, and I've ever learned in a few courses I did, like during school. I really enjoyed this series. Also, like, it's because it's like Apple TV Plus, you know, the quality is so sharp, so high quality, 4K. It's amazing to watch. And even though those like Nazi elements were like too much sometimes, I still enjoyed every single episode. And I think my favorite episode has to be episode 3, then also episode 6 and episode 8. Then also, like, just the Second World War and like the aftermath of that, and also like the aftermath, what that means, like, for like the Jewish community. Then, because they weren't allowed to like open run stores, have anything, and like there was this very heartbreaking scene where Chanel went to a Jewish home, a rich Jewish mansion, like a mansion which was usually owned by Jewish businessmen. Coco Chanel went there, and she was just like taking stuff. She was like, okay, I want this cabinet, I want this dresser, as if like she was just going on a shopping trip solely because the Jewish weren't allowed to own property or own furniture. I felt so disgusted by that. But I get that it was the times, but still, like, I felt so disgusted by her acts. And also, like, the fact that she, like, lied about stuff, then, I don't like Chanel. I don't like their designs, and this series made me like her even, like, the fashion house even more. But I would give this series a 10 out of 10 easily. If you haven't watched it, it's so good. Watch it. Even if you don't like fashion, if you're a war enthusiast or a history-loving person, you can still enjoy this series. I also love the final family dynamics, then the play of, like, queerness in the fashion industry. I really like that aspect. That's how much I can say about that series without spoiling anything. because there were some twists and turns. I was like, oh my god, what the fuck? I wasn't really coming then. See, I wasn't seeing them coming. With that being said, thank you so, so much for listening and for your support, because I saw that new listeners came into the joined the family. And to them, I want to say hello and hope you enjoy your stay. And I'm just so excited for the fallout. Like, you or fallout, you guys don't understand how excited I am. And I've also watched, or I'm planning on watching, Scoop on the interview, how Prince Andrew was kind of like ambushed by the journalists, because, you know, we found out that he was involved in the Jeffrey Epstein Island situations. So I'm very excited to watch that. It's on Netflix. It's called Scoop. Then I'm also very excited to watch, like I said, Fallout. Then Fallout. I want to watch Sugar with Colin Farrell on Apple TV Plus. Then also, I want to watch, I don't know the name of this series. I think that's it. My highlight is Fallout. I think also, what's the name of the series? Dead Boy Detectives. That's a series by Neil Gaiman. It plays in the same universe as The Sandman. So I'm very excited for that. That's also coming on. That's coming on Thursday. But my highlight is Fallout. With that being said, if you enjoyed this episode and this podcast, give both 5 stars on all podcast apps and write a kind review. Follow my Instagram account for the podcast, which is Movie Reviews with Serene Podcast, and Movie Reviews with Serene, where I post all of the news that's happening in the news section of the podcast beforehand on the account. So follow that. Then follow me on WordPress and read my reviews. My latest review is the Avatar Last Airbender live action series. More coming very soon. Then also, please subscribe to my YouTube channel, because I will be uploading the video versions of my interview with the guest for this week, the one for Thursday and one for Sunday onto my YouTube channel, and I'm super excited for both episodes. And I wish you a great day, night, wherever you are, and I will talk to you on Thursday. But before that, I will be a guest on the MCU Splitting Ad podcast. We'll be talking about episode 8 of season 1 of Shogun, of FX Shogun, and it will be a live stream. So if you're subscribed to my podcast on YouTube, you can join this live stream. Also, you can join the MCU Splitting Ad podcast channels on Facebook, Rumble, Instagram, and on YouTube, and join the live stream. It will be around 9:30 p.m. on Wednesday, but Eastern Standard Time, because the guys are in Miami, and that's like 3:30 a.m. European time. So it's going to be a long night, but it's always so much fun with these guys. The last time I was on their podcast, we did two videos, because we did a reaction on the Star Wars Just the Acolyte trailer. So we did, like, we recorded for 2.5 hours, or let me think. Yeah, 2.5 hours with the trailer reaction of Star Wars Is the Acolyte. But it was a lot of fun. Like it's so much fun because they're like hilarious, and like since like it's like 3 a.m. my time, I want to laugh out loud, but I can't laugh out loud because then I will like wake up my whole household, and so I have to find a way to laugh, but you know, not too loud, because the last time my sibling texted me saying I was too loud, so hope that won't be the case, but I cannot promise anything, because they're just hilarious. It's so funny, and it will be 5 people on the pod that episode. So I'm very excited to meet the others. But if you have if you have time, come join us on Wednesday. That's April. That's tomorrow. Oh my god, that's tomorrow. tomorrow for you guys, but Thursday morning for me. But that's Wednesday, April 10th. That's April 10th on around 9:30 or 9:45 p.m. East Coast time. On YouTube, Facebook, and Rumble, and Instagram. So we'll be gladly happy to see you all, or read y'all's comments on that note. I'll talk to you on Sunday. Bye.